This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Hello, everybody out there in Mile High Land. This is Dr. Joel Kinch with another webinar for our awesome, spectacular Mile High event coming up August 18th through the 21st. And it's hard to believe it is 8 days away as I'm recording this. The event is 8 days away. So if you haven't been to the website, milehighcairo.org, to get your tickets, you need to do that right now. Now, today I am super excited because I haven't talked to Dr. Chris Pello in many a weeks, many a months. That sitting down with Chris, he's a man of inspiration. He's a man who's on a mission, not only in practice, but just living life to its fullest. He's a Colorado guy. He practices right here in Colorado, right up the road from me. So Dr. Chris, hey Chris, welcome.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Thanks for having me on, Joel. Hey, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Can't wait to have you. Now, we were just we're talking about, you're going to be speaking on Friday. The event starts this year on Thursday evening. So if people have neglected to look at that, be sure to get in Thursday evening, Thursday early afternoon, so you can get registered and going. But Chris will be kicking off in that Thursday afternoon session. So Chris, what are you bringing to the stage of Mile High?
Well, you know, I was asking some friends about what is it that would work, you know, with everybody that's going to be there. And she reminded me of something which was really important, which was just my personal story and testimony and my growth in chiropractic, just starting off from a doctor who didn't know anything and struggling for many, many years in practice, doing independent medical exams to pay the bills. You know, my wife, you know, working, you know, extra hours to help things out, and then just my growth into really serving patients and, you know, doing what was necessary to help sick and suffering people in my town. And so it's been quite a journey, and I thought I'd just love to share that journey because I think hopefully it could bless many people that are there that would want to learn maybe just what it takes just to, you know, be everything that they could be and live in their fullest potential and reach all their goals and whatever their dream practice is, just, you know, get after it. You know, life is so short, and sometimes the window that we have to, you know, to make it all happen before life gets crazy, you know, is pretty short. So I think just wanted to share with people just, you know, just my journey and my chiropractic story. And if they're out there and they want to, you know, learn something to take away that they could take home in their practice, that's just going to blow the doors off, that's going to transform their town, that's just going to help people get the message of chiropractic to the next level, and making sure that they can communicate with that with their patients, and then just having a mindset of just, you know, this is my town, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, God placed them in this place, and it's just like, you know, that responsibility. I think I want to address, you know, why is it that, you know, as chiropractors, why is it our responsibility for the people in the town that we've never met? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
People that are, you know, neighbors down, you know, subdivisions over, and why is it that we're ultimately responsible for their health? Because we have a truth, you know, of the principle of chiropractic that nobody else has. It's so special, you know. It is so special. It's just we just can't take it for granted. You and I have been around for 15 years, and we've seen so many things, and it's easy to get numb, I think, a little bit to some of the results that we see and take a little bit of it for granted. But I always have to remind myself just the power that we have in our hands, and more importantly, I think the power that we have in our tongues to change lives and to change thinking and change people's thoughts about how to view healthcare, and that life and health and healing really come from above down, inside out. And when a person gets that, you know, they live different, they act different. Their family's life has changed, and so I'm getting excited just talking about it.
Yeah, me too, because I'm familiar with the story. It's been a while since I've heard it. But what's nice about it for those coming to Mile High, Mile High was created to be this place where many different tribes can come together in Colorado, not only for the greater good of chiropractic in Colorado and the greater good of chiropractic around the country and ultimately the world. But we want to make changes in our office. That's why we come to these events, is to make changes in our offices. How can we become better servants? How can we become better chiropractors for that one person on that table, regardless of how many you see? When people ask you how many you see, you should say one at a time, right? Because it's that one person that's down on your table. So if you would, go ahead and tease people, if you will, of where you came from, because I think when people hear where you came from, it just adds so much impact to the message you ultimately deliver that we can take back into our practice and make changes with.
Well, you know, I first got out of school, like everybody else, you know, who may be listening to this, or anybody else that's going to be in that room, and it was like, I was never anybody that had any special talents. I didn't own a business before, so it was just like straight, you know, my job before I went into chiropractic school, I used to cut lawns. I used to be a guy that worked on a golf course, you know, so, you know, my experience in running a business or even communicating with people was like non-existent, you know what I mean? you know, getting into practice and then just struggling. And struggling with a lot of things, just how to get new patients, how to communicate, how to, I think the most painful thing was just, you have this special gift that you want to give people. Like it's this knowledge about how this is going to transform your life and how it can change your health forever. And being able to communicate that was horrible. And I remember many, many times, like, coming home and I just feeling completely exhausted, and maybe I'd only seen like 5 or 6 patients that day, and my brain was just mentally exhausted, just because how do I get this message to people? And the frustration that you feel like shackled, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't understand why people don't get it, and I'm getting frustrated, I'm getting angry that people don't get it, and it just feels disheartening at that time. And I remember, you know, to help pay, you know, the overhead expenses, I was doing independent medical exams and really just trying to do the best that I could just to, you know, pay the bills. And then I joined, Maximize Living. And slowly at that time, they were named a completely different group. They've gone through like 4 or 5 name changes. But, you know, slowly but surely, I remember there's a moment where one of the doctors, Dr. Majors, was going over this autonomic nervous system chart. And he was talking about, you know, just health and healing. And he talked about that there's no other way, that the brain and spinal cord are the only thing that control the organs and the health. And I remember sitting to myself, I'm like, I wonder how many parents are taking their kids to the pediatrician today. And I actually Googled it. I Googled it and I said, number of parents that took their kids to the pediatrician in 2000, maybe back in 2007 or something like that. And the number came out to some sort of million range. And I thought to myself, my God, what a lie. Like some millions of people just took their kids to the pediatrician to get a drug that's not going to do the healing. It's not going to get them well. And it may even create a side effect that's going to make them worse. And so I'm thinking to myself, how many people are being lied to about the truth? And a funny thing happened in that moment. It was like, I decided to accept something as a fundamental truth at that time, and it was like, you know, if the brain and spinal cord can show healing, then instead of those kids getting an antibiotic, what they needed is an adjustment first. And so I'm like, hey, there's 2 million people that need to get an adjustment first. And so from there, I just slowly started to really, you know, I think understand the bigness of what people don't understand about health. And then from there, just had a real major, you know, breakthrough. For me, and really what that came through was, I think at that time we started to go through a lot of the school shootings and depression in America. And I think the reason why, Joel, why that topic just tends to just bug me and affect me in my course, because it's like it goes against the principle of chiropractic, which teaches principles of health and healing. And I think if we could sum up the word, you know, like the principle of chiropractic, I think it comes down to like love, it comes down to potential, it comes to living out dreams. And I think people suffering with depression, it's the opposite of that. It's there's no love. It's wanting to commit suicide. It's you know, all these different things. So you have this thing that's directly an opposite to the principle, and yet the only answer that people have for this is like drugs, and the number one side effect of depression medication is suicide. And immediately, I think the thing that changed something for me was I finally became a compassionate person. And before, I don't think I was ever compassionate. So, like, what would it feel like to be in their shoes? Like, what would it feel like to be in a parent's shoes, going through a scenario in which the most important person in your life, you know, your child, was sick and depressed, and they wanted to end it all? And I'm like, what would that feel like? And in that moment came compassion. And in the second moment that came action. And I can't stand by on the sidelines anymore and wait for people to get sick and suffering because I'm too lazy to get off my ass and say something. And those were the two steps that really changed it. And then I can finish the rest of the story at the seminar.
Absolutely.
But it was just compassion, and then it was action. And then it was just like, I can't wait, because if I wait, people suffer. If I hesitate, people get hurt. If I make excuses, then families become affected. And it was just, there was the point there was, there was just no more time left, Joel. There was urgency, and every single time that I was sitting around doing jack squat was something somebody was getting hurt at. I remember I got this speeding ticket. No, it was my tags were expired. So my tags were expired, and I'm like, you mean I got to go down to the DMV and renew my tags? And I had to do it in person. I think I had to do this other stuff. And I'm like, don't they realize that I'm going to save this town? Don't they get that I got to go out there every day and tell the message of chiropractic, and I got to go spend 3 hours in a DMV? I'm like, are they serious? And for 6 months, I think I never paid my tags, until finally my wife's like, hey, my father-in-law, and it was kind of embarrassing because my father's like, hey, you know, your tags have been 6 months expired. I'm like, yeah, no, I had no idea. So finally I realized, you know, I got to go get these things done. But that was just, I know that's a little bit off because I'm a little bit off that way, but it was just the mindset of
absolutely.
There's no more time left. I can't waste any time because, you know, there's a sick child whose parents don't know what to do, and they're about to put them on a bunch of medications, and she could end it all that night if I don't do something. You know?
Yeah,
that was kind of like my, you know, in my head what was going through it, and there was just this belief system. And I think the way just to grow a huge practice or just whatever is that there's so many people, like there's so many people that are buying into this lie of where health really is, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I couldn't take it. So I'm like, what the hell do we got to do to get everybody in a room together so I could share this message? And
So two things, if I can chat with you a little bit. You had mentioned a big thing that clicks with a lot of people is responsibility. There, wherever it happens, and you say 15 years, I've been doing this almost 22 years now, which is crazy. But there is this point where something has to click that it is your responsibility as a chiropractor to speak up and say something.
Yeah.
You have to do that. And when that happens, all else follows. I hate to make it that simple, but there has to come a point where it's your responsibility in your office to make a change with everybody who walks through that door, that one person that walks through that door. So communication-wise, if you can tease a little bit, because when people come to Mile High, and again, milehighchiro.org, it's in 8 days, August 18th through 21st, I am sure that this is going to lead into, hopefully you will give us some gems, not only to get spizzed up and have a great trip back to our offices, but what are some of the key things, the one, two, three key things you talked about communication-wise, that you can give people to take right into their office to help build that bridge? Because we all know, whether you're seeing 50 a week or whether you're seeing 1,000 a week, the people that we lose sleep over is that one person that we didn't get it across to, right? Regardless of how many seats, there's that one person that day that keeps you up at night. So I'm super excited for you to share, even if you can just share now, just one or two little tidbits about communication, that when you said, okay, now's the time for me to take responsibility, what changed in your communication? You mentioned compassion, can totally understand that. fully caring for that person rather than caring for that person after the fact with your office. But one or two things that changed in your communication.
I think at a really, really high level, and then I could kind of maybe bring it down. The first one was authenticity. I believed more than anything that subluxation kills. It destroys organs and it robs people of their potential. And I was able to communicate that clearly to people because it's what was in my belief system. And man, it's a really good question, you know. But I think people, when I spoke, people understood, and they saw the compassion first, and they saw the heart first, and then they felt the compassion, and then they understood what I was trying to tell them, because everything that I was telling them was so authentic. I just completely spoke without any masks or windows, and it was just my belief system was, you know, hey, look, there are thousands of people out there that are sick and suffering that have never had their spine checked before. You know, these nerves control these organs, and we all know the disease process develops silently, and what's the only way to tell that if you have a problem is by an x-ray. So how many people do you think deserve to know that? And it's like people understood that concept, and from there, you know, we just had everybody bring their friends to a dinner, and I didn't really do any marketing at all. In fact, I never did any kind of spinal screenings or talks, and just because we were so busy just with doing our dinner process. But in terms of communication, I think it was just authenticity about my belief system. I wasn't trying to build a dinner to build my practice. You know, I was trying to build a dinner because people are sick and suffering, and my only way to help people was to help me to get through to you to help other people, you know, get to their health potential, you know.
Yeah, there's that responsibility when it clicks, that when you get up and you go into the office Monday morning not to pay your bills, but you're getting up to go into the office Monday morning to truly change one more life, that comes across in everything that you do. That comes across in your daily life, it comes across in your professional life, it comes across with your relationship with your wife, your kids. The coffee shop manager now sees you differently when you're in there. I mean, that's powerful stuff, and super excited for you to now bring that to Mile High. Again, for those listening, those that have heard Chris, those who haven't heard Chris, you need to get to Mile High. And I don't know if you saw, there's a special announcement that Danny did earlier this week, that Jay Komarek's movie is being shown Friday night as well, that Life Adjusted movie that's being shown all over the world. We have that show. We got permission to show that Friday night. So another exceptional reason to get to Mile High, regardless of what tribe you're coming from. There's messages from everybody coming up on stage, and especially you, Chris, coming up on Friday. So thank you being a Colorado chiropractor and stepping up and helping out Mile High, not only in each and individual office, but chiropractic in Colorado and chiropractic around the world. Super excited for that. Those of you listening, this has been short and sweet this morning. Get to milehighchiro.org. Get signed up. We're 8 days out. Can't wait to see everybody in the tribes all under one tent on that Thursday, October 18th. Hey, Chris, good to see you on a computer screen. I can't wait to see you again in eight days.
Thanks to you, Joel. Thanks for what you're doing here as well. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to see you either, brother.
Hey, take care, man.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.